I'm not too sure there's been a more dramatic week as far as AFL has been concerned, and the entire nation maybe is divided over the issue with Adam Goods and the Swans. But yesterday there was solidarity from the Swans, the entire team together, facing the media, Kieran Jack, McVeigh, all having their say, along with John Longmire. And joining us is the Sydney Swans football manager in Tom Harley. G'day, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Jeez. Kieran Jack honestly said it's affected Adam, it's affected the squad. Can you physically see that?
Oh, look, it's a teammate. Not only is it a more than a run-of-the-mill teammate. It's
sure.
A guy who's the game's record holder for the football club. He's won 2 Brownlow medals. Such a strong leader. Forget about his aboriginality. He's just a fantastic leader for the football club and a great mate to these guys who... look, everyone at the club, the one constant when you talk about players on the playing list has been Adam Goods, because he's been there longer than anyone else. And to hear and see Adam sort of fight his way through this crowd behaviour directed towards him has been tough, and obviously hit a tipping point after the game on the weekend. And the boys will rally. I've got absolutely no doubt about that. And the thing that they can control is the way they perform on the weekend, and that'll be their focus absolutely against the Crows. But they're hurting for a mate for sure.
Tom, amid all the hysterical stuff that's been going on this week, the thing that I still cannot get my head around is I don't know what Adam Goods has done wrong. I still don't know what Adam Goods has done wrong. He's he's a stand-up bloke on and off the field, a former Australian of the Year, a proud Indigenous man, a proud volunteer when it comes to doing stuff for others. He's been brave, and he's just been absolutely smashed all week again. Have you spoken to Adam at all this week? And when you last did, how is he?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. And the answer, Andrew, is he's done nothing wrong. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. And that's the thing that's been so difficult to comprehend, and some of the vitriol directed towards him is just, as we've said, it is just blatant racism. And for someone, as you said, who've come across him, you know him off the field as well, and he's just a champion person, champion human being, and certainly doesn't. No one deserves this sort of behaviour, and he certainly doesn't. Look, I spoke to Adam earlier in the week, and after the game on against the Eagles over in Perth. He stayed the night on the Sunday night, caught the flight back on the Monday morning. It was a bit flat, clearly, and then last I spoke to him was on the Tuesday, and just he and the coach decided the best thing for him is a couple of days off, and which he's done. So he's taken an extended break. He's with the people who he cares about. He's being supported, and just needs some time to reflect and try to rid himself of some of the negative energy that's been thrown his way, because he is such a positive person. He's such a resilient person. He knows his role as a proud Indigenous man and a champion for a lot of the causes that quite clearly our community still really struggle with. He carries a significant burden with that, and he just needs a bit of a break.
Tom, in your heart of hearts and your head, do you think you'll play again?
Look, my personal opinion is, yeah, I think he will. And I'd love to say that unequivocally with 100% confidence, but I can't. He's obviously not playing this weekend. We play Geelong next weekend, and we hope that he comes back early next week and is re-energised and back in love with the game. But at the moment, he's clearly doesn't want to play. He's in a position where he's just said, look, I need some time out. And he'll reflect on those sorts of things. So, as I say, I think he will, but can't say it with 100% certainty.
I'll tell you what, I'd love to see him come back against Geelong, and but not just that. I talked to Mikko Lachlan earlier in the week, and Mick said it, and I'm sure you're thinking and have said it as well. We'd love nothing more as fans of AFL and sport in general in this country to see the Geelong crowd get behind Adam Goods. In a return match, I think it would just send such a great message across the country, to be honest.
Yeah, and what we're hearing, it's up to the other individual 17 AFL clubs and how they want to show support, not just for Adam, but just for, I think what the last 4 or 5 days has highlighted is that as a society, we still have some issues in confronting some of the issues that Adam's been talking about quite clearly, and And, you know, sport has been a great vehicle for social change and social movements. And I think on the weekend between the other clubs and the AFL more broadly, we'll see some real support and unity for Adam and Indigenous Australians. And the conversations we've had with other clubs have been very much along that line. So I think as supporters of the game, you'll see these sorts of things. As for the Geelong game, you know, it's a big if Adam plays. But, look, Geelong are, as I said on Tuesday, it was a really strong, culturally sound, extremely well-legged football club. Their CEO, Brian Cook, has made it really clear that the behaviour directed at Adam to this point in time is not the way that the Geelong Football Club operate. Their coach, Chris Scott, has basically said, if you boo, you're a bigot. So they're imploring, obviously, their fans to behave in a way. And I mean, you can't control the situation. First and foremost, we hope that Adam's playing because that means he's in a good place and his well-being is absolutely paramount.
It'll be, I know one's a different issue, but on the field, mate, it'd be good to start winning this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the real challenge of this week. We've got a lot on our plate.
That's right.
And the key is to make sure that you're ticking every box. And so when we're talking about Adam's situation, it's the support for Adam. It's making sure that he knows that that we've got his back. And then when you're in game mode, so yesterday was a great example. It was a big press conference with the two captains, the CEO and the coach. And then 20 minutes later, you're in game mode and you're training and you've got to train and prepare well. We did that yesterday. We've got a day off the track today in terms of skills and those sorts of things. So we'll recover well and hit the ground running at the SCG tomorrow twilight at 4:40. And we desperately need to win. Our form's been shaky the past couple of weeks. So we quickly put our focus onto that.
Good luck, Tom. Thanks for joining us. The Swans $1.43 against Adelaide $2.85 tomorrow. Thanks, Tom Harley.
Thanks, guys. All the best.